14th Day of Abide in Christ by Andrew Murray. Day by Day. And the people shall go out and gather the portion of a day in his day. Exodus chapter 16, verse 4, margin. The day's portion in its day. Such was the rule for God's giving and man's working in the ingathering of the manna. It is still the law in all the dealings of God's grace with his children. A clear insight into the beauty and application of this arrangement is a wonderful help in understanding how one who feels himself utterly weak can have the confidence and the perseverance to hold on brightly through all the years of his earthly course. A doctor was once asked by a patient who had met with a serious accident, "Doctor, how long shall I have to lie here?" The answer, "Only a day at a time," taught the patient a precious lesson. It was the same lesson God had recorded for his people of all ages long before. The day's portion in its day. It was, without doubt, with a view to this and to meet man's weakness, that God graciously appointed the change of day and night. If time had been given to man in the form of one long unbroken day, it would have exhausted and overwhelmed him. The change of day and night continually recruits and recreates his powers. As a child who easily makes himself master of a book, when each day only the lesson for the day is given him, would be utterly hopeless if the whole book were given him at once, so it would be with man if there were no divisions in time. Broken small and divided into fragments, he can bear them. Only the care and the work of each day have to be undertaken. The day's portion in its day. The rest of the night fits him for making a fresh start with each new morning. The mistakes of the past can be avoided, its lessons improved. And he has only each day to be faithful for the one short day, and long years and a long life take care of themselves, without the sense of their length or their weight ever being a burden. Most sweet is the encouragement to be derived from this truth in the life of grace. Many a soul is disquieted with the thought as to how long it will be able to gather and to keep the manna needed for all its years of travel through such a barren wilderness. It has never learnt what unspeakable comfort there is in the word, "the day's portion for its day." That word takes away all care for the morrow most completely. Only today is thine. Tomorrow is the Father's. The question, "What security thou hast that during all the years in which thou hast to contend with the coldness or temptations or trials of the world, thou wilt always abide in Jesus," is one thou needest, yea, thou mayest not ask. Manna, as thy food and strength, is given only by the day. Faithfully to fulfill the present is thy only security for the future. Accept and enjoy and fulfill with thy whole heart the part thou hast this day to perform. His presence and grace enjoyed today will remove all doubt whether thou canst entrust the morrow to him too. How great the value which this truth teaches us to attach to each single day. We are so easily led to look at life as a great whole and to neglect the little today, to forget that the single days do indeed make up the whole, and that the value of each single day depends on its influence on the whole. One day lost is a link broken in the chain, which it often takes more than another day to mend. One day lost influences the next, and makes its keeping more difficult. Yea, one day lost may be the loss of what months or years of careful labor has secured. The experience of many a believer could confirm this. Believer, would you abide in Jesus? Let it be day by day. You have already heard the message moment by moment. The lesson of day by day has something more to teach. Of the moments, there are many where there is no direct exercise of the mind on your part. The abiding is in the deeper recesses of the heart kept by the Father, to whom you entrusted yourself. But just this is the work that with each new day has to be renewed for the day, the distinct renewal of surrender and trust for the life of moment by moment. God has gathered up the moments and bound them up into a bundle for the very purpose that we might take measure of them. as we look forward in the morning or look back in the evening and weigh the moments, we learn how to value and how to use them rightly. And even as the Father, with each new morning, meets you with the promise of just sufficient manna for the day, for yourself and those who have to partake with you, meet Him with the bright and loving renewal of your acceptance of the position He has given you in His beloved Son. Accustom yourself to look upon this as one of the reasons for the appointment of day and night. God thought of our weakness and sought to provide for it. Let each day have its value from your calling to abide in Christ. As its light opens on your waking eyes, accept it on these terms. A day, just one day only, but still a day, given to abide and grow up in Jesus Christ. Whether it be a day of health or sickness, joy or sorrow, rest or work, of struggle or victory, let the chief thought with which you receive it in the morning thanksgiving be this: a day that the Father gave, in it I may, I must become more closely united to Jesus. As the Father asks, can you trust me just for this one day to keep you abiding in Jesus, and Jesus to keep you fruitful? You cannot but give the joyful response, I will trust and not be afraid. The day's portion for its day was given to Israel in the morning, very early. The portion was for use and nourishment during the whole day, but the giving and the getting of it was the morning's work. This suggests how greatly the power to spend a day aright, to abide all the day in Jesus, depends on the morning hour. If the first fruits be holy, the lump is holy. During the day there come hours of intense occupation in the rush of business or the throng of men, when only the Father's keeping can maintain the connection with Jesus unbroken. The morning manna fed all the day. It is only when the believer in the morning secures his quiet time in secret to distinctly and effectually renew loving fellowship with his Saviour that the abiding can be kept up all the day. But what's cause for thanksgiving that it may be done? In the morning, with its freshness and quiet, the believer can look out upon the day. He can consider its duties and its temptations, and pass through them beforehand, as it were, with his Saviour, throwing all upon him who has undertaken to be everything to him. Christ is his manna, his nourishment, his strength, his life. He can take the day's portion for the day, Christ as his for all the needs the day may bring, and go on in the assurance that the day will be one of blessing and of growth. And then, as the lesson of the value and the work of the single day is being taken to heart, the learner is all unconsciously being led on to get the secret of day by day continually. Exodus 29:38. The blessed abiding, grasped by faith for each day apart, is an unceasing and ever-increasing growth. Each day of faithfulness brings a blessing for the next, makes both the trust and the surrender easier and more blessed. And so the Christian life grows. As we give our whole heart to the work of each day, it becomes all the day and from that every day. And so each day separately, all the day continually, day by day successively, we abide in Jesus. And the days make up the life. What once appeared too high and too great to attain is given to the soul that was content to take and use every day his portion, Ezra 3:4, as the duty of every day required. Even here on earth the voice is heard, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few, I will make thee ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Our daily life becomes a wonderful interchange of God's daily grace and our daily praise. Daily he loadeth us with his benefits, that I may daily perform my vows. We learn to understand God's reason for daily giving, as he most certainly gives, only enough, but also fully enough, for each day. And we get into his way, the way of daily asking and expecting only enough, but most certainly fully enough for the day. We begin to number our days, not from the sun's rising over the world, nor by the work we do or the food we eat, but by the daily renewal of the miracle of the manna, the blessedness of daily fellowship with Him who is the life and the light of the world. The heavenly life is as unbroken and continuous as the earthly. The abiding in Christ each day has, for that day, brought its blessing. We abide in Him every day and all the day. Lord, make this the portion of each one of us.